Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
Holidaying alone by choice. Is it something that you do, that you enjoy, or maybe you're considering heading off on your own for your next staycation? Ellen Fitzpatrick from her.ie is with me on the programme today. Because Ellen, you are just back from your first solo travel experience. How was it?
I am, yeah. It was amazing. I went to New York and I have been, that was my third time over there.
Okay.
So it was an experience I'd had before a few times. I'd done the touristy things. So this time I wanted to go and do everything that I wanted to do, but I didn't want to have to drag anyone else to. So I'm a big theatre fan and I wanted to go to a load of Broadway shows and thought it's unfair of me to drag my sister or drag my friends to something they don't want to do, which costs a lot of money, and just said, do you know what? I'll do it myself. I won't wait around for other people. I'll just do it myself.
And how was it?
It was great. It was amazing. So, like, I was meant to move over there just before the COVID pandemic in March 2020. Obviously, never got the chance to move to New York. So I wanted that kind of experience of somewhat living there for a week and experiencing neighbourhoods that I hadn't really seen before or properly delve into while I was there because I was doing other touristy things, and kind of just experience what life would be like there on my own. And it was exactly what I imagined it would be.
Is it a very different type of holiday?
Yes, definitely. There are downsides to it, I found, meaning like when you're in a queue for something and you're standing there on your own, and a lot of the times queues there are quite long and you're kind of, you know, people watching and having a bit of fun, and you just want someone there with you to be like, oh my God, did you just hear what that person said, or something like that, and chatting, and we're going out for meals on your own. We kind of just want the company.
See, that's the thing, Ellen, that's where you've lost me. Like, just going for dinner on my own now in New York, it would just, absolutely does not appeal to me. Couldn't do it.
Now that,
maybe that says more about me, but I just wouldn't enjoy it.
Now, mind you, I did live off those 99 cent or $1.50 pizza slices, which was a lifesaver, because you can be on your own eating them. But I was nervous mostly about even certain bars that I wanted to go to, but feeling awkward about sitting there on my own. And it turned out to be absolutely fine because I just bit the bullet, did it. And there was a piano bar that I really wanted to go to that played kind of show tunes, and ended up joining two girls, chatting to them for a while, went off on my own then. Another time did it, just talked to the bar staff, and it was absolutely fine. I didn't feel awkward the minute I did it. It was more the build-up in my mind that was the worst part.
You see, the going out part, because a big part for me of going on holidays is experiencing, you know, the nightlife and going out and having the crack as well when you're away. So like that would absolutely just totally deter me, would be the fact that I'd feel I'd have no one to go out with. But you're saying it's not.
That was a thing for me, because one night I did go out for a meal with my cousin, who she lives over there. So I did meet up with someone then, and then I had a friend who was working over there at the time, and I could just meet up with him. We went to a concert together and we went to a musical together as well. So I had someone for three nights, but that's only three nights in the week. But most of the time, because I had a show or a musical booked each night, I had something to do and I didn't feel like I was on my own. And then I would just go straight back to the hostel I was staying at, and it was absolutely fine.
Does the night wrap up a little bit earlier?
A lot earlier than my normal holidays, absolutely. But you know, it's when you're on your own, you don't really mind too much. And I kind of would just go back, see what the American Netflix was like. And it wasn't as bad as I thought it was.
Yeah, a bit more chill. Maybe that's what I need, Ellen, in my life. Is a little bit more calm and chill. But yeah, I've got to be honest with you.
It's just different.
Yeah, I need to be sold this. I'm here for the convincing today. I want to hear from people who, like you, Ellen, have headed off by choice. Particularly though, when people have, you know, maybe groups of friends or family or people that they can holiday with, but yet they decide, no, do you know what? I just prefer my own company. I want to go away on my own. 1800 453 106 is the number. We're also running a poll about this on Twitter today too, at Lunchtime Live NT, where we're asking you, would you solo travel? Andrea, we've another Andrea on the line here as well in Dublin. You went on your first solo trip this year, Andrea. How was it?
Hi, Andrea. Yeah, I did. It was great. It was fantastic. I went to Santorini for a week for myself in September, so it was brilliant, yeah.
Nice. What did you enjoy about it?
I think it was just having no agenda, no kids hanging out with me. I could do whenever I want. I just wanted to rest and relax. I have stage 4 cancer in my bones, so I just wanted a break. I wanted just to sit by the pool, get a drink if I wanted. I think I fell asleep a few times, so I kind of have to take naps during the daytime anyway. So for me, it was just perfect. The sun, the temperature was perfect. It was just literally just switching off, leaving everything, all the drama, everything, all the worries behind, and just relaxing and just enjoying myself and doing whatever I wanted to do, being selfish, I suppose, or self-care, I suppose I should call it, not being selfish. Just looking after myself, nobody else.
Yeah, and a lot to be said for that.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I have 2 kids and I'm divorced and it's not easy and the cancer diagnosis and everything I can find. But, you know, yeah, I have a lot to worry about. I've other things as well, you know, a lot of personal stuff going on. So for me, it was just literally getting on the plane, going somewhere, getting away from it all, get away from the house, everything, leaving everything behind. And I'd done my research, I'd spoken to people, and I went to a travel agent, so they obviously do everything for you, which I knew. That was, you know, just peace of mind, you're picked up, you're dropped off. I ended up going to kind of quieter part of the island, not the capital, and it was perfect, absolutely perfect.
Yeah, you'd recommend it.
Oh, absolutely, 100%. And I followed a young woman on Instagram who travels by herself, and she was giving tips and everything. I was like, I know, with everything I've been through, I'm like, I'm not waiting for anybody. Like the other girl saying, I'm not waiting for anybody. You know, and I have friends and family, but they're all busy with their own lives. And I was like, after this cancer diagnosis, I was like, I'm going to do whatever I want to do. And if I want to go away for a week, for example, I had a taxi driver say to me, I can get a laugh out of this, a few weeks beforehand or a month beforehand, I was going to visit my sister in Germany, and I was telling him I'm going away by myself. He said, well, if I saw you sitting in the bar by yourself in Greece, I think there's something wrong with you. And I'm like, you know, there's not something wrong with me. I'm enjoying my own company perfectly well. I'm perfectly fine. I've no problem going for dinner by myself, having a drink by myself. And I was like, no, there's plenty of warmer women who are people, they're traveling by themselves. And like, once you do your research, once you know it's safe, it's perfectly fine.
Yeah, and you did feel safe, did you? You did.
Absolutely. Yeah. I didn't see it really late. I was tired. I went to bed and watched my iPad and stuff. So that was fine for me. I had a few drinks in the bar. There was a lovely bar in the hotel. I had a few drinks. Nobody really chatted to me, which is fine. I'm totally fine with my own company. It was fine. But no, I definitely recommend it. Once you do your research and you know where you're going, pretty much. No, I definitely do it again and definitely recommend it.
Good stuff. Listen, just before I let you go, Andrea, like you mentioned you've a lot going on. So it was a nice tonic for you. But you're how are you keeping anyway?
Yeah, up and down, Andrea. I spoke to you before, and there was a breast cancer program on your show before a couple of years ago.
Yes.
So that I initially didn't know. I got a second diagnosis, and it's breast cancer that spread to my bones, and I had to have an emergency hip replacement. But it's not a curable type of cancer, it's only treatable. But, you know, it's up and down with the medication. I'm in a medically induced menopause as well, so that has its own challenges. And, you know, but I'm lucky. I count myself lucky, to be honest with you, Andrea. I mean, these things have been a wake-up call. That's why I went away by myself. I was like, why should I wait? I'm not waiting for anything. I can never know what's going to happen. None of us do. What's around the corner. So just live your life as much as you can, you know, and do the things you want to do.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, listen, thanks a million, Andrea, for getting in touch. And mind yourself, you know, I do. As you said, it's you're dead right. Just go and do it and enjoy it. And why not? Sheila's on the line as well. Sheila, you've been travelling solo for years.
Yes, I've been doing it for about 50 years.
And what's your experience overall?
Absolutely fantastic. Now, I do travel with a friend if somebody wants to come, but often it doesn't suit. So I've always loved travelling. I love to experience new cultures and food and blah, blah, blah and all that. So I just go.
Would you prefer going on your own now than going with people?
It depends on where I'm going. I treated myself to a fabulous trip for my 60th birthday, and I did that on my own. I went to visit the gorillas in Rwanda, and I did that alone, and that was absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
That was great. I loved that.
Does that make a difference, Ellen? You know, the maybe the place you're going to or the type of trip you're on, the fact that you had been to New York twice previous, does that change it, like?
Well, it was the other girl that was there twice. I've been to New York about a dozen times.
Yeah, no, I was just asking Ellen that actually. Yeah. Is it like for you, Ellen,
No, it doesn't make any... I prefer to go... I love to go to new places. And I'm quite happy to go there on my own. I've been to some pretty out-of-the-way places. So you just have to be aware of your surroundings all the time. Make sure you're safe. But it's a wonderful way to travel. And the one thing that I love about traveling alone is that meet wonderful people. And you hear amazing stories from people that you wouldn't actually be talking to them if you were with a companion.
So you make an effort to chat to other tourists or holidaymakers and locals as well?
Well, not necessarily. They talk to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I talk to them. Yes,
why not?
Of course. Yeah.
Ellen, are you still with us there on the line? I was just interested, in whether, like, the fact that you had been to New York twice before, you were going back on your third visit, would it have been different if you were going for the first time somewhere else that was, you know, entirely new to you that you hadn't been to before?
Absolutely. I think that would kind of freak me out a little bit more, not knowing what I'm about to experience. Whereas New York was a safety net for me. And I said, if I'm going to do it once, or at least the first time, go somewhere I'm familiar with and somewhere that I can navigate and that I know someone's there if I need it, but still have that experience on my own. I think if it was to be somewhere completely new and I wouldn't be familiar, I'd just be a bit nervous. And because I'm quite hesitant to do these kind of things most of the time. But whereas a city that I kind of am obsessed with anyway and just wanted to go back, I think it was complete no-brainer. I had to go.
Yeah, well, there's probably a bit of comfort, I suppose, in going to somewhere that you know and that you've been to and you've visited before. And as you said, you'd some family there and friends as well. So there's a bit of a comfort blanket. Is there anywhere, Sheila, in particular that you'd recommend? Because I have a couple of texts in from people asking about, just making the point that they want to travel on their own and they want to go on a solo holiday, but they're looking for recommendations. Where's a good place to start?
Well, if they're not used to being on their own for prolonged periods of time, the best thing to do is start with a city break for maybe 3 nights. And, you know, that way it's not too long. You get to see the sights. You can meet people if you want, you know. I mean, I frequently eat on my own out. Doesn't bother me. I always go to the movies on my own because I hate anybody talking to me at the movies. But so I would suggest a city break.
Okay.
And there's loads of those available now. And Black Friday will have loads of sales. And see how that goes. And then, depending on what their interests are, like, I often go skiing on my own because I like it. And then I meet people skiing, and that's fine too. So depending on what their interests are, maybe walking. Activity breaks are great to meet people because even though you're going on your own, you meet people because you're in a group then. You know, if you you can book into walking trips in various places or bike trips or, you know, kind of.
So start with the city break and then maybe introduce the activity into it as well. This listener says, my mum is a widow. She's 75 and she's decided to head to Bordeaux for a couple of days on her own. She loved the freedom to do what she wanted rather than catering on everybody else and having to look after everyone else. She said it was total bliss. She's already planning her next trip. Fantastic. Did you find that, Ellen, just not having to? Because it is difficult when you go away with groups of friends sometimes. You know, you've always got, you've the dominant figure, the one that wants to book everything. You've just got the other probably person then that just, you know, for a bit of peace goes along with whatever everyone else wants, you know. And then you've got the person who wants to do everything all the time.
See, I'm the person that is going to boss everyone around. I book everything. I find everything to do. So if I can just do that for myself, I'm in bliss. I can force myself to do absolutely everything and I don't have to feel bad about making everyone else do what I want to do. And it's kind of like a selfish thing to go on your own, where you're like, I can do what I want and not have to worry about what anyone else thinks.
Yeah, not having to.
And that's the best part about it, especially if you are the booker of the group.
Keep the peace.
But I've been on a lot of trips with my friends and they are also just as fun, but usually they're very different holidays, as I mentioned. They're very different and they're just as fun, but it's nice to get away on your own and just.
Who knows? Maybe I'll try it sometime, Ellen. I have to say, though, I just think I'd miss the crack too much and just been able to enjoy, you know, the moments with friends or with people when you're there with them. But listen, I'm not going to knock it until I try it. Valerie has got in touch as well. She says, I travel on my own all the time. Nowhere fancy. Often gone to Lanzarote or staycation in Ireland. I've been doing it for 20 plus years and I absolutely love it. This texter, I prefer to holiday on my own because of the absolute freedom. In any case, I do meet many new people on holidays who often become friends. I chat up in the bar, the restaurant, the shop staff who always look after me. I've gone to places like Rome, Malta. They are among my top two favourites.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Avant Money.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.